Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I tell you what, that may be one, because I know they're paying him a boatload of money to do stuff like that. I mean, he's not doing it for free.
Them Fergie Reds.
My man is literally, hey, you want to come do this podcast? You sit around, drink wine, and talk about what's in your glass? We'll pay you. I mean, there's got to be six figures in it. There's got to be. He ain't doing, I mean, that guy ain't doing that. I mean, what? It's unbelievable.
Got a nice Malbec waiting for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, golly, man, that's unbelievable. But he does have a podcast, and he does. Obviously, he's an NBA all-time great, and the basketball brain that Carmelo has is absolutely elite. And when he says stuff like this, I can get good and turned on. Last night, by the way, Shingun played about 27 minutes. What'd he end up? We had 12 rebounds. Damn, he only had 8 points. What the hell are you doing, Shingun? What's going on here, man? Didn't have a big night last night, but he's had a good preseason. Had a really good offseason as well. I know the outlook for Shingun, the stock for Shingun. Speaking of, we're going to do stock up, stock down here in this 3 o'clock hour. But the stock is definitely up for Alpi Shingun. But the question I asked in the tease there was, do the Rockets have a legit NBA MVP candidate on this roster not named Kevin Durant? And I don't know that I can get here, but here is Carmelo Anthony talking about who he believes is a legit MVP candidate this year.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
We talking about MVP candidates, like Shingun could be an
MVP. He's gonna have a stat line that we look at the end of the year.
Yeah, because think about this. KD never played with a big man that you could throw the ball into and the offense could be ran through the center.
Yeah.
Somebody who could go twirl on the block, somebody who could play up top, somebody who is a similar game to Jokic. Every team you had guards. You had Russ, you had James. You had Kyrie, you had Stephen Clay. You know what I mean? Like, you had guards around you. Now you can just play on the wing, and I can just throw the ball to Shingun or play in a pick and roll with Shingun. You are in the – pick your poison. Space. Because Shingun is going to score or get fouled. I'm going to score or do something with it. Pick your poison.
I'm going to be – by the way, that was Carmelo Anthony talking about Alperen Shingun. The center for your Houston Rockets. And look, I think the stock is obviously as high as it's ever been with Shingun. Coming off the playoffs last year, the playoffs in which I think he took his game to another level in the playoffs, took his game to another level. Obviously had a tremendous offseason, got a lot of respect but how he played this offseason and how he developed this offseason. And now he's got his Batman is Kevin Durant, or however you want to couch it, Batman or Robin. I like Shingun. I mean, Shingun's the kind of guy that I respect everything about the athlete that he is and how he approaches the game. I love the physicality. I love the energy and the effort. But I'm going to be completely honest with you, Luke. I think these boys are a little out over their skis talking MVP. I mean, where are you at with this one?
MVP might be a little much, but I do think he takes an even bigger step forward this year and is, at least I would say, in the conversation. Because I think what we've seen so far here in the preseason, just with the assist numbers, like last night the points were down, but he had 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I think he'll have a chance to have a lot more triple-doubles this year, similar to Jokic. And with Durant, and now the offense is going to be running through Alpi, evidently, in the high post, and he's going to have these higher assist numbers. He might not be on the same level as Jokic. He might not put up the same numbers, but I think he'll do that to a smaller scale that will allow him to be in the MVP conversation, especially if you consider the Rockets, you know, might be a top three team in the West. People call him, you know, baby Jokic, and I think he will be, even in terms of like the performance. I don't think he's going to put up the same numbers as Jokic, but he's going to do that similar thing on a smaller scale of can score it, can obviously get the rebounds, and now he's going to this year add the assists and the distributing aspect to his game and more of a playmaker and have the offense run through him. And for Jokic, it was his 23-year-old season, his fourth year in the league, when he was the first-time All-Star and he won the MVP that year as well. And for Alpi, this is already his fifth year in the league, but he's turning 23 as well. So he's the same age as when Jokic really took off. And I think we could see something similar. We saw it a little bit over the summer in Euro ball where he really played a lot better and was totaling those assists and adding that part to his game. So I think this is the next phase of becoming that distributor, adding the assists to the stat sheet. And once he does that, I wouldn't bet on him being the MVP this year, but I do think he'll put himself at least in the conversation this year when you talk about top players in the league.
Here's look, who am I to push back on Carmelo Anthony? But here's the deal. I cannot push back. I can't argue. I'm not a debate guy anyway, but there's no arguing the potential numbers, right? That are there. The triple-double potential night in, night out. There's no arguing, like, stylistically, he's similar to Jokic. I think he has to play. He's not an above the rim guy. He's not a back to the goal guy kind of deal like the old school centers. I mean, he is stylistically, I think his game is going to somewhat, you know, resemble Jokic, obviously. We know that. But when I said earlier about the Rockets, Luke, about how just everything looks so hard,
yeah,
and finally you get a guy like KD that makes it look easy. And I guess in my mind, even understanding everything you just said, when I watch Jokic, like, that's in that style, there's a Kevin Durant effortless in doing what he does. You know what I mean? It's almost like he's a man amongst boys. And when I watch the Rockets, no disrespect, not minimizing anything that he does, but I don't see a guy that exists in the NBA as effortless as the guys that are typically we reserve MVP conversations for. Am I crazy, or do you understand where I'm coming from? And do you think, I'm guessing everybody thinks he's going to take that next step, right, where all of a sudden it does look effortless. Is that the thought?
Yeah, I think so. I think by adding Durant, by running the offense through Şengün, that it is going to look different this year. And so far, like, it's only preseason, so sure, you take it with a huge grain of salt. But I do think so far in preseason we've seen that, and this offense has looked a lot different, more efficient, smoother. Yeah, it was such a grind last year, the last 2 years at times. I think it has become a little easier on the offensive end and will be in the regular season. And it's, you know, it's interesting. I was talking with Seth yesterday on Payne and Pendergast about, you know, Fred VanVleet obviously is a huge loss. I think it's a huge loss. I think it knocks them down a little bit for this season. But it's almost like he was putting a positive spin. The glass half full look is almost a blessing in disguise long term. That the short term pain this year can lead to long term gain, in the sense of not only will it give you an answer on Reed Shepard and Amen Thompson to see what they can do as potential point guards, but now I think this, I don't know if the Rockets would have gone this way with their offense if Fred VanVleet was still the point guard running things, but now, almost by necessity, you have to run the offense more through Şengün in the high post, and that will allow him to add another element to his game, or at least allow the Rockets to exploit another skill, another aspect of his skill set. So I would much prefer to have Fred VanVleet out there, but it could be a blessing in disguise, in the sense of this helps Şengün get to that next level, helps develop him even further, and by doing so, helps this offense become better and, to use that word, hopefully more effortless this year than what we saw in the past.
Well, I tell you, I really waffled last year on Fred VanVleet, but that's the casual NBA fan that I am, is I'm going to waffle like hell. I'm going to be hot and cold, right? I'm not going to be a baseball guy that's going to take it. Every game means something to me, damn it. I don't like it's a long season approach, right? So I really waffled on Fred VanVleet. And look, I respect the hell out of what he did in the playoffs last year when we needed him the most, man. You talk about, he showed a true championship, you know, champion mentality and going out there and lit it up. I think I may like this team better without him. You know, I don't know how we fare because I do think it's like the old quarterback, right? I mean, there's going to be times in the season and times really probably in every game and definitely in the big games where you need that ball dominant player that can distribute and can control the tempo of the game.
Yeah.
And I think we will miss that in a big way. But, man, if this team can get up and down the way that we think they're going to get up and down and defend the way that we think they can defend, I mean, the shooting that you so desperately needed when Fred VanVleet stood up last year in the playoffs, you're not, as long as KD's healthy, you're not going to need it to that degree. And so I think as an Astros fan, hate to see the injury, wish we had him, no question about it. But I don't know that, you know, mid-season and late season, the version of the Rockets at that point, I'm not going to appreciate significantly more.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it could be more fun to watch for sure. Yeah, this version of the Rockets. I would much rather have Fred out there, but now this allows you to lean into some of those other strengths, and that can be being more athletic and running the floor with Amen Thompson, having the even bigger lineup out on the floor, and then running your offense through Şengün. And for all we know, that could be an even better version of the Rockets than whatever they were planning on doing originally with Fred VanVleet.
What is that? Let's say Fred VanVleet wasn't hurt. What does the starting lineup look like? Obviously not the double big, but what does the starting lineup look like to you?
I would say him, Durant, Jabari, Alpi, and Amen. Yeah. Would have been my five.
So now who's it going to be without the double? When they don't go double big, who's...
When they don't go double big. Yeah, that's a good question. I would say... Same lineup, just replace Fred with, I would say, Reed Shepard, me personally, if you're not going with that really big lineup, and have Reed Shepard try to be your quote unquote point guard.
We got to circle back to that. We got to circle, and we will later in the show. That is a that's a, after watching a little bit last night, that's a conversation.